The Houston Rockets just defeated the OKC Thunder 132-126 in a heavyweight prize fight battle to stay in contention for the play-in. Oh, and by the way, a star is freaking born, and I'm talking about Jalen Green. Post-game reaction. Let's talk about it. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another happy edition of Summit State of Mind, presented to you by the Apollo Podcast Network and powered by Big City Wings. In this episode, in this post-game reaction, we are going to fully immerse ourselves and react to the heavyweight prize fight contest between the OKC Thunder and the Houston Rockets in OKC. First of all, question of the night. What did y'all think of the game? Drop your comment right now below. I want to know what each and every one of y'all are feeling. Rockets fans, I want to feel your pulse. Show me the pulse right now. How are we feeling after this win? After Golden State took a win against the Orlando Magic, and we absolutely needed this with every fiber of our being to stay alive and play in contention. Right now, drop your comment below. This is fully reactionary. I watched the game live every single solitary second of this game, and there was nothing short of incredible play on both ends. It wasn't a perfect game. It got nip and tucked down the stretch, and it ultimately belied on the shoulders of one Jalen Green. And if I were to tell you in the middle of December, January, of the man on the t-shirt that I'm wearing currently, that Jalen Green would have the most grown man performance of his entire career in a big stakes game in OKC, in enemy territory, being the leading scorer, being the best player currently on the team, maybe one of the top players in the NBA, to stay in the play-in, would he have the most grown man performance of his career? I'm sure the chances are very low, and yet no one would think it. The way he played in December and January, borderline, you know, pedestrian, coming out of it now, playing like a stud and a star. This is what we dreamed of from the number two overall pick. This is showing his mettle and what he's worth in a very daunting OKC defense, one of the best defenses in the NBA, and they showed everything on him. Guys, let's talk about it. Excuse me, I'm trying to catch my breath here. I literally just ended the game, turned on the camera, wanted to get it on, talk about it with y'all. Jalen Green, in every stretch of the imagination, I'm going to talk stats first, obviously. He played 46 minutes in this overtime win. 37 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 14 of 24 from the field, 7 of 11 from 3, 7 made threes, a team best plus 12 in the plus-minus category. But beyond the numbers, when they needed him most, in the third and fourth and overtime, Jalen Green did everything he needed to do. He hit some step-back threes in the third quarter. He had an and-one. He had an and-one in the middle of the third quarter, and he made this face. It was one little face he made. He hits the and-one. He curls his lip. If you're watching this live, curls his lip like this. Who does that remind you of? Who's the one player that reminds you of? You can follow me on Twitter at Summit Commish, because I tweeted a picture of who that reminds me of. That reminds me of Baby Mamba. That look in his eye, and I've been saying this in the past two episodes, there's a tweak in his eyes when he turns it on. It's the look that the great players have. And I think Jalen Green may just have that look. So, couple of big plays in the third quarter, kept the team within striking distance, went down 5, and then fast forward it to the fourth quarter. Big shots made on both ends of the court. Big 3 by Jabari Smith Jr. in the end of the fourth to take the lead. And then you had a game tire by Jalen Williams on the OKC Thunder. Jalen Green got it down to the lip of the cup. We all thought, and I thought, everyone in the city of Houston thought, Jalen Green, this is going to be the Jalen Green signature game. I mean, it was, for all intents and purposes. I'm not saying it's not. It was, this is the Jalen Green signature game, but this was going to be the stamp on the Jalen Green signature game. This was going to be the game winner, the buzzer beater. And he got to the lip of the cup. He just missed it. It just rimmed out. That's basketball. It sucks. The touch was perfect. It was there. It just rimmed out. Bad luck. Turn it over into overtime now. Enter one, Dylan Brooks. Enter the villain. That's right, Vernon Maxwell's favorite player, Dylan the villain, one time. Back-to-back threes, including an acrobatic layup. He had 8 points in the overtime, setting the ultimate tone for the team that, hey, this is what the veterans do. We're not going to rely on someone like Jalen or Jabari. This is Dylan Brooks basically saying, you guys got us here, so let me at least do my part now. Settles everyone down. When you see that first three fall, especially when you see a veteran hit a three like that, not to mention back-to-back threes to put them up six, it makes the young guys' heartbeat rate, you know, lower just a little bit in the overtime. You know, they lost the balloon. See, this is the thing. They got the haymaker. They got the haymaker winding back in the fourth with the Jabari Smith three. Jalen Williams hit a three, let the air out of the, you know, the team, not the building, obviously. Excuse me. Let the air out of the proverbial balloon of the Houston Rockets. But Dylan Brooks just coming in there and hitting those back-to-back threes changed everything for them. Basically said, no, we're going to keep punching. We're going to win this game. We're not going to allow ourselves to lose it. Enter Jabari Smith Jr., another corner clutch three. Brings it into the moment. That's right. Jabari Smith at the end of the fourth and the middle of overtime hits big threes. You don't teach a clutch gene. You're either born with it and you're not. Jabari Smith has the clutch gene. It is there. It is within him. I do just want, you know what? Let's just rewind it back as well. Because I have been waiting for 2 years to say Jalen Green kicking it out to Jabari Smith Jr. for a clutch three to take the lead. I mean, come on. Come on. This is what us Rockets fans have dreamed of. The number two overall pick, passing it to the number three overall pick for a go-ahead three-pointer. Come on. This is what we dreamed of as Rockets fans. Let's fast forward back now. The game gets close. Got to as close as three. At one point, Jalen Green decided to hit an acrobatic layup and a step back three. With the step back three first, with Dort, one of the best defenders in the NBA, could be the best defender in the NBA, in his face, a step back three, following it up with an acrobatic layup. This is the way that Jalen Green has been playing lately. And I'm just going to say it. He's been playing like the best player in the NBA. A star is officially born. The sample size is large enough now. This has been 12 to 13, maybe even, you can even argue 15 game stretch straight of legit scoring and legit playing defense on both ends of the floor. He's doing more than enough now. We're not talking about just Jalen's defense. I mean, not just Jalen's offense, but Jalen's defense as well. The numbers speak for itself. He's been killing it. But more importantly, he's staying, as hot as he's staying on the shooting department, he's giving just as much effort, maybe even more, on the defensive end. He's not giving up on plays. They are all, this is a symbiotic relationship amongst the team right now with Jalen Green, and they're following the lead of their young, budding star. And the results are speaking for itself. This is not a small sample size. This is 10 in a row, ladies and gentlemen. This is 10 wins in a row for the Houston Rockets that keeps them within one game of the play-in of Golden State. If they lost tonight, they would have been two back. That one game alone may shift and create the difference for whether or not this Rockets team is going to make the play-in, because you still got one more against Golden State. This one win And people may, in the comments, I apologize, people in the comments will be like, oh, maybe he's overreacting, da-da-da. Imagine watching this team for 3 years. Imagine covering this team for 3+ years and never playing a single solitary second of important basketball up to this moment. Rockets fans, relish this moment. Relish the moment we are living in right now. Because I can finally say this, and I said this yesterday in our last episode, and I'll say it tonight. We're not just playing in the big games now. We're winning in the big games. Our playoffs start now, and we are winning. That's the thing. That's the thing with this game. And this game had everything. It had highlights. It had lowlights. Heavyweight prize fighter boxing. It really felt like a boxing match, especially when we got to that overtime. Bucket after bucket, trading bucket after trading bucket, Jalen Williams, and what's, I can't remember the other guy's name at this point, Josh Giddey, had a career high. Like, these were legit back and forth the entire game. Like, we were up 14 or 15 to start the game, started off really hot, and I knew OKC's gonna come roaring back. They're in OKC, they were gonna do that, they were gonna get the lead. They got the lead as high as 9. At one point in the third quarter. But Jalen Green and the Houston Rockets, Jalen Green in particular, did not let this team get too far behind. Always kept it close. For the first time since maybe 2017, 2018, playing the battle of attrition. Knowing that teams are going to go on runs, knowing that your competition is going to go on runs, but everything's going to regress. Stay within yourselves. Don't go beyond it. And play your style and play your game. Play the hard-nosed defense that you've learned and you've adopted. And continue to play hard on the offensive end. And everything will happen. And that's what happened tonight. For the first time since 2017, 2018, the Rockets won the battle of attrition in the closing waning moments of a season when every game begins to count. The Rockets won a huge monumental game when everything mattered most. Now, this is where I have to give my flowers first and foremost. So this is the flower hour. Gotta give my flowers one time. First and foremost to one Jalen Green, the guy I'm wearing on my t-shirt, you know. Jalen Green, I there's not enough adjectives to describe how good this player has been. Jalen Green has been phenomenal, easily the best game of his career, and he is just excelling in every category, not even just the offensive end. He is excelling in offense, defense, team play, offensive creation, defensive rotations, staying in front of the offensive player, clutch. Like, he is excelling in every category. Like, this is what us Rockets fans dreamt of when we signed the G League Ignite star with the number 2 overall pick. The greatest G League Ignite player to ever exist, because the G League Ignite is going to shut down after this season. The greatest G League Ignite player ever in the history of G League Ignite. Jalen Green. This is who he is. This is the player we've wanted him to be. And this is the player that he is becoming. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to announce it now. A star is born. Jalen Green is the man of this team. He's the man for these guys. And when Alperen Şengün comes back, GG's to the NBA. This team could easily be a 4th seed next year. I think they're that good. When you put Alperen, when you put Tari Eason, when you put Cam Whitmore back into the equation, scary hours for the rest of the NBA. So, I do want to, you know, go away from, obviously, Jalen Green, because we've talked about him enough and everything that he's done, which has been incredible nonetheless. Obviously, I'll circle back to him. I mean, every player deserves his flowers. Amen Thompson, 25 points, 15 rebounds, 4 assists, 10 of 18 from the field. Top-notch defense, top-notch offense, not going away from his game, playing strong, playing aggressive, playing with a little bit of nitty-gritty on the defensive end, proving his merit and worth as a player, and truth to the category of the fact that overtime elite players can't succeed in the NBA. Amen Thompson has fully bought into this system, knowing that he doesn't need to be the point guard for this iteration of the team. He doesn't need to be the full-time point guard. He can play a bit of the four, a bit of the three, a bit of the two. Dunker spot, blocking, defensive ammunition. Like, he has every bit of the category, and you saw it tonight. The intensity. You can't teach it. You either got it or you don't. And Amen Thompson has it. The numbers speak for itself, but Amen Thompson was absolutely incredible, stepping in front of Giddey, doing everything he can to stay in front of Dort, and doing everything that was asked of him. He not only did it, but he exceeded all expectations tonight, proving that Amen Thompson doesn't just belong in the NBA, but he belongs as a starter on a good NBA team. So flowers over to him. How about flowers to my son, Jabari Smith Jr.? How about flowers to my son? Before he hit two big threes, he was struggling. He had two fouls in the first 2 minutes. There wasn't much happening there. Wasn't really hitting much of his fadeaways, his little two-pointers, his mid-range, his middies were not going in. It was a tough outing for him for the most part. But defensively, he stayed locked in. And Ime said this before the game started, and he said this a couple hours before too, that he likes Jabari at the five because he got to see a little bit of it during the summer league last year, but then it creates a flow and an offense and the defensive end that allows the team to kind of play a little bit more with their options on offense and on defense. So the fact that not only he did that, but the clutch gene. Oh, the sweet, sweet clutch gene. Jalen Green got that pass to him, like I said earlier, and he hit that three. Hit the corner three again in overtime on the opposite side, this time on the Rockets' side of the bench. Ladies and gentlemen, Jabari Smith is a certified clutch player, whether you want to admit it or not, and you don't get this win without him being present on the floor and hitting big shots in those big moments. And it is those big moments and those big shots that I equated to last year against that game one against New Orleans where he hit the buzzer beater, that those are the moments that are going to circle around a year later when the moments matter now. This is why you hit big shots like that last year to give you confidence, to give you the big moments this year, and knowing that you will not only meet the expectations but exceed it. That is what Jabari Smith has done. That's my son in a nutshell. And he is an absolute clutch player that deserves to be here in the big moment. Put the ball in his hand, foot down, hit the three, win the game. How about flowers to Dylan Brooks? Flowers to Dylan Brooks, who I have to admit, I was supremely frustrated with him. I was like, Dylan, what the fuck are we doing, dude? Like, you're not hitting anything. He's not hitting any threes. He wasn't hitting any threes. I was like, there's no point in being on the floor. I mean, your defense is fine, but if you're not going to hit these threes, there was moments in the game where Jalen was kept asking for help. He kept looking for help, and Dylan kept missing threes. And I was like, if he's not going to hit these threes, Jalen needs some offensive help. Get him off the floor. That's why I'm not a coach. I'm obviously not a coach. I'm a media guy. I'd rather just sit here and talk about it, right? But Ime kept him in, trusted him, and he hit two back-to-back threes in the overtime, as well as a clutch layup with 8 points. That's why you keep him in the game. Like I said earlier, the veteran that is needed to make big shots in big moments, and that is why you have Dylan Brooks on this team. You have guys like Fred VanVleet. You have guys like Dylan Brooks on the court. How about Fred? Fred offensively wasn't a crazy game. It wasn't a fantastic game by any means. But the overall numbers, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 5 of 12 from the field. He only made 1 of 7 from 3, but he was a plus 8 when he was on the court. He was making a difference on the court, whether you could see it through statistics or not, but him being on the court, I think, elevates Jalen Green to another level. Because I feel like Fred VanVleet, Fred is almost like his hype guy. I feel like Fred low-key hypes Jalen up. There was a moment on the bench a couple of games ago where he says, when the ball's in your hands, this is your world. This is your world and we're just living in it. When your point guard tells you that, a former NBA champion, that alone is all the credit you need to succeed. Goodness gracious, if Fred VanVleet told me that, oh my gosh. That is what's helped elevate Jalen Green. Just Fred being on the court, being a calm presence. playing hard on defense. Flowers to him. This team, this Rockets team, is now 37 and 35 and are making waves. Golden State's going to keep winning. They're proving it right now. They've beaten two tough teams, Miami. There's been a couple blows on the injury department for these teams that they've been playing against. But this team is not going to go away. We've proven this. We've seen this time and time again. So the Rockets have to continue to keep pace and just keep winning. The Rockets and Golden State Warriors are separated by one game in the L department, which means we need Golden State to lose at least one more game. And then hopefully we keep winning and then we beat Golden State in the April 4th matchup, which I think everyone is going to treat like a legit playoff game. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm legit losing my voice right now because I am just so happy. I'm elated. I'm excited. I'm just glad that I am finally getting to experience winning basketball again. But not only that, but I get to experience it on this platform where I can talk about it openly with fans and Rockets fans alike. And that means everything to me. So I want to know right now how y'all are feeling. Like I said, I want to feel the pulse of the fans. Drop your comment right now on YouTube telling me how are we feeling after a game like tonight. Because I want to know how y'all feel much more than I care about how I feel. I'm here to get my feelings out. I'm here to get to talk about with y'all about the game, to talk about the numbers, the X's and O's, the heart of a champion, the Clutch City gene that this team finally has. But this is more less about me, more about y'all. I want to know what y'all think. So please drop a comment right now about the Houston Rockets, the current iteration of Houston Rockets, about Jalen Green, and the way that this team has been succeeding. Because if this Houston Rockets team keeps playing like they're playing, we should be able to see them in play-in basketball. I'm hoping by it. We're all hoping that we can see it. So I want to know how each and every one of y'all feel. How about Jalen Green? I want to know how each and every one of y'all feel about Jalen Green now. Because a lot of people were loud in the comments in the past episodes. A lot of people were loud. A lot of people were upset. A lot of people want to trade Jalen Green. So Jalen Green's not just putting up numbers anymore, ladies and gentlemen. He's actually playing, winning basketball on a winning team. So I just want to know how each and every one of y'all feel right now. I'm just curious. Has our feelings changed on Jalen Green? Have we started to finally buy the stock that is Jalen Green? Are we finally figuring it out with Jalen Green? That maybe at 22 years old, you don't give up on a player of his caliber and his talent. Let me know right now in the comments on how you feel. But for me, anyways, on how I feel, a star is born. A budding star is born. And his name is Jalen Green. On the back shoulders of the best game of his entire career against the OKC Thunder to keep the Rockets firmly in playing contention. You can't ask for anything better than that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to end this post-game reaction episode. I'm just so glad I can get here in front of a camera and just talk about the Houston Rockets with each and every one of y'all. Let's get ready to go home here. But before we do, of course, I got to give a shout and add to Big City Wings. That's right, Houston's Wing Joint, Apollo's Wing Joint, one time. Go ahead and check out their 2 for Tuesday deal, only available on Tuesdays. The best wing deal on the market. That's right. For the price of 5, you get 10. For the price of 10, you get 20. Dozens of flavors, all of the best wing sauces you can think of in the best wings in the entire city of Houston. So find your nearest Big City Wings that is nearest to you. That's right. I was going to end it right there. Big City Wings, Houston's Wing Joint, Apollo's Wing Joint. One time. I'm sorry, guys. I'm running on fumes right now at this point because I've been doing back-to-back episodes and I've been working on top of that. So I do apologize. But let's get ready to go home here. You can follow me on Twitter at Summit Commish. Follow the show at Summit SOMPOD on Twitter or Summit State of Mind_pod on Instagram. Follow the media company at Apollo MBA and at Apollo HOU. That's going to go ahead and end this post-game reaction episode. That's all there is to it, ladies and gentlemen. Just keep winning. And like I said, drop your comment below. I just appreciate each and every one of y'all for making us your first listen for all Houston Rockets content. So, of course, I'm going to end this episode as I end every episode with a Go Summit, Go Apollo. And that's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row. Go Rockets. Oh, yeah. By the way, Jalen Green is a star. Yeet.
The Summit for life.